Harumph.
Oh,
yeah,
look.
Yeah.
Oh, look. The 2019 Oscars winners list.
Comes naturally. We are...
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody.
Yeah.
Welcome to this week's episode, everybody, where we're talking about two things. The Oscars.
I thought it was going to be Pussy and Blow. We're not doing the Pussy and Blow episode, finally?
No.
Okay. Well, we neither of us, I don't think any of us have had the combination of the two, right?
Yeah.
No.
Have you one of the two?
Well, yeah. We've all had one of the two.
I meant like...
I'm still waiting on some pussy.
poor Jen, but it explains a lot. No, we're talking about the Oscars. Talk a little bit about Anthem.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we want to start in the Oscars. Bottom, top?
The bottom, the shitty, not the shitty ones, but the ones that got bumped to commercials. We'll rapid fire those guys, and then we'll talk a little bit more when we know.
I honestly don't know what got talked about during the commercials because I didn't watch it. But I do know this list does not have everything on there.
Good. That's how you shorten it up.
Yeah.
Just get rid of some shit.
Just not some of it on the internet. Rest of it, fuck it. Best short film animated?
Is that one where the lady eats her kid.
Yeah, that dumpling one. Yep. Bow.
Oh, dumpling. I was like, wait, what? By the way, did you see the that new Pixar short? It wasn't a Pixar short. It's like Pixar Spark.
Yeah, they're still doing a new series.
Yeah.
This is the third one, I believe, and this one's actually hand drawn, but it's like computer animated still, but it's actually hand drawn.
Yeah, it's with the dog and the cat.
Yeah.
Oh my god, don't watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, especially you, fucking cry ass bitch.
I came close to crying.
That's and you're heartless.
Yeah.
That's how. Oh Jesus.
It's rough, bro.
Dang.
Best short film live action, something called Skin.
That was a good one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't see it.
Was it about skin?
Yeah.
Best documentary short subject, something called Period, End of the Sentence.
I wonder if it was a period piece.
No, it's about periods.
Was it a period piece?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was, wasn't it something to do with periods, like women's education,
yeah,
and periods and stuff?
Not periods and stuff. Yeah. They use the word period because it's about women,
yeah,
and education of women.
I saw a tagline somewhere that a period should be the end of a sentence, not the end of the education.
Yeah. That was the
tagline or something.
Oh, that was the tagline? Oh,
yeah. I was like, I know everything I need to know about this. Periods, bad for education. They're trying to change it.
I mean, technically, periods are good for education. It means they're not pregnant.
It's true.
And usually, when they're pregnant, that's when they're...
We should talk in more detail on this, being three men.
That know so much about both those things.
Yeah.
Periods and education.
Yeah.
I know a lot about education.
I know a lot about periods. It's just default. I don't know much about education.
So compared to what you know about education, you know more about periods.
College education?
Just education.
Probably.
Well, he is the only man here, so he probably does know the most about periods.
Yes.
Yeah, avoid his wife at certain times. Do what she says certain times.
Yeah.
Don't argue.
Not every time.
Yep,
certain times. Because then you condition her to boss me around. I will not be bossed around, Jennifer.
Full name.
I am my own person.
Full name. No short, no Jen, no Jenny. You don't call her Jenny, right?
No, only when I'm trying to piss her off.
Okay. Good to note.
That is good to note.
Call her
Jenny. It's weird. Her family calls her Jenny.
Oh, that's why she hates it.
Yeah, she hates it.
I'm going to start doing that.
When we first started getting together, I tried it out, like in high school. She's like, oh, don't call me that. Like, I was like, oh, shit, my bad. But then I'll do it as a like a Forrest Gump. I'll be like, Jedi. She'll shut up. I'm like, sorry.
I'm not a smart man, but I know what
educated love man is.
But I do know what periods are.
This episode's period dot Oscars dot anthem dot. Or just spell period after each one. Period. Like,
period. Should be Oscars, an end of a period podcast, not the end of your education.
Or both. Let's see. Achievement in visual effects. First man.
Oh, that's cool.
Because they didn't actually go to the moon because they're quitters.
Right.
Pussies. Could've filmed on location.
Did that shit like 30 years ago.
Right?
This should be easy by now.
It was longer than 30 years ago, by the way. But we're not going to split hairs.
Did that shit at least 30 years ago.
Yeah, there you go. At least 30 years ago. I'm like, because I was not alive.
Side note.
That shit. Right?
why was it?
I had math mentally in my head, and I was like, that's right. I wasn't born yet. Oh, yeah, nah, 30 years?
Why?
Mike, anything older than 30 years is old for Mike.
Ancient. How old are you, Mike?
31.
Oh, okay. See? Once he goes that, it's done. It's old.
I don't know why. I think he's constantly 28.
Yeah.
Is that baby face is?
Yeah. My childish looks.
Yep.
Not to mention I look like a fucking raggled fuckhead.
Jesus.
No, like...
it's brutal.
Went to the moon a long time ago, and then, like, they went again, right?
Well, we went a bunch of times.
Yeah. But then they were just like, nah.
Well, because of budget reasons.
Yeah. I get budget reasons, but I feel like... Budget reasons
and the loss of interest by the American public.
I want to spark some interest.
Now it's like people are like clamoring for it.
Yeah, it's like...
Mainly because there's people out there that believe it was still faked. Like, yeah. That and they covered up the flat planet part. Well, have you guys watched the Flat Earther documentary on Netflix yet?
No, why would I do that?
I want to watch it. I heard it's so good.
Huh?
Like, good because the people who are in it, like, truly believe it.
I will watch stuff... If it's like what I think, like, I'll watch those stupid History Channel stuff.
Yeah, because, it's like those.
Because they're funny... To watch these people that are just fucking crazy.
Believe it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not one of those ones where like,
is it a pro flat earth documentary?
Yeah.
Or is it like.
It's made by them.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an issue.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
Oh, I do. For sure.
I want to see logical people talking to.
There's some of that in it. Idiots. People? But it's. This is like. And this is.
Idiots.
Idiots. Okay.
This is the air quotes, smart people that are part of it. Who are actually like, hey, this is like we're trying to educate you on it, not the hey, you're dumb for believing we live on a marble, you know, that sort of stuff.
That reminds me that I saw a meme, and it could have been faked, obviously, but it was literally somebody trying to defend their flat earther theory by saying, you know, don't believe anything that NASA says. And then somebody said something, and they go, well, here's some NASA documents proving that it's a flat earth. And it's like, but you just.
Yeah.
Said, don't believe an NASA. Issue. What?
It's like an the issue. Same thing as when they had that flat earther convention and they had to fly halfway around the world to get there. Mm-hmm. I was like.
Didn't you mean halfway over the world?
Yeah, like halfway across the world. Yeah. Like, have you seen that working model the dude made of the actual, like, what it looks like?
No.
And he has a working light system that does the moon sun cycle. Mm-mm. Makes no sense because they never are on the same area at the same time. But technically speaking, if we're flat, we should be able to see both all the time, because we're standing on the surface, and if it's over there, we should.
So I'm still confused because I never fully dive into it. Do they think that there's just a top part?
Yes. So
there's nothing underneath.
It's essentially a disc that has,
but everything's on the top.
Yes, on the edges that keep the water in.
Okay.
Right.
Because I heard that the polar walls or something like that.
Yeah, the polar walls are what's at the bottom. That's the what round people call so it's like south.
If like the Truman Show, you just keep selling out and you finally just hit that wall.
Yep. But it's an ice wall instead of like a, you know, a digital wall. That
see, I used to think, I don't know, but I thought they thought that half the world was on top and the other half was on bottom. And if you took that step, it would just inception you over to the right side. And you feel like you're...
I'll pull it up while we're talking about it.
Such a step that you don't realize that you're actually just like, whoop, over. Yeah, you just start... Just doing a 180 around the world.
And all of a sudden it's nighttime. You're like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is it? But yeah, that doesn't make any sense. How would you then explain the day-night cycle with that?
Yeah, because you should be able to see it.
I will be the first to admit, I'm not smart enough to understand a lot of things. But what I like to do, a rule of thumb for me... is if people have credentials in being intelligent and are, neutral truth-seeking and science people, like, I tend to believe them. Mm-hmm. Because here's the biggest thing. The one you want to go to is Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's probably the most famous smart person alive right now, right?
So here's this is the diagram. This picture is shitty because they have a bubble over it because that's literally how they believe the atmosphere stays on it, is there's a...
man-made bubble?
Like a giant droplet on it, so it's like surface tension of the air.
Yeah, it's like we literally have a bubble around the Earth. You know, it's obviously degrading because of greenhouse gases, blah blah blah. Right. So they believe this exists, but it's a literal bubble that you'll, this is what it looks like. So this is the model that some guy built. This rotates in the middle, and one's the sun, one's the moon.
But you're right, you'd be able to see both of them at the same time, all the time.
Thank you. And why? And we should, like, right now, if I walked outside, most likely, I should be able to see the moon right now.
No.
Because sometimes you can't. It's because it's daytime, right? Like, it happens where we sometimes see the moon. This, technically, you should be able to look one direction and see the moon in the other direction.
So on this one, the sun and the moon are on...
a literal axis.
So a different rotating speed?
Nope. It's all one bar.
Well, how do you explain eclipses?
How do you explain eclipses?
So the moon would have to be going slightly faster? Because, I mean, we've had solar eclipses.
Well, we also have solar eclipses, we have lunar eclipses.
Yeah.
So what are the other lights that go around?
That's so the northern lights. This is the moon, this is the sun.
Yeah, I got that's the moon, the sun. What the fuck is this right here?
So this is glare from the camera?
No. Or again, what's this?
Oh, those are lights from above. So this guy has it in his study.
Oh, okay.
So it's a reflection of his lights in his study. Because he's a monster who has fucking orange lights in a study where you would read books.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't think he reads books because he believes the planet is flat.
He just watches YouTube videos.
Thank you. So, because...
he's surrounded by all these books, and he's just, like, got a computer, and he's just watching YouTube.
Oh, I heard about this good idea. Yeah.
Let me pull out this one YouTube URL.
So you can find video of it running, and it just literally wrote. It's so dumb. But that's literally what they think. So there's the polar wall. The North Pole, as us rounders believe, is in the middle. So that's where the continents technically used to be, because the supercontinent was at the top.
Yeah.
And as it started to spread... can't wait to watch this fucking documentary. I'm so fucking... I'm so excited about watching it. Well, we don't spin.
Oh, we don't spin?
No, we don't spin.
Do flat earthers think all the planets are flat? Or just
Earth? No, it's ours.
No, yeah.
That's why there's no life on other planets.
I've heard that theory. Like, I've never seen this one, but I've literally heard that theory.
This is brand new. This guy literally just put this up a couple days ago.
But, yeah, we're flat earthers just believe that the Earth is flat. Every other planet is spherical. It's perfectly
proven fact they're spherical.
Just not the Earth.
Okay.
Because we've never left our planet because you can't get off the planet. Because you can't get to the moon.
Oh, so the moon's fake. Moon landing was fake.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the problem.
Here's the problem.
Is NASA released fake photos of the moon landing?
That's what they'd have to say, yes.
Yes.
No, but there's, like, strong evidence that some of those photos are super fuckery, because the ideal behind it is, like, the stuff that they gotten was so poor quality when they're up there. Like, there's a lot of theories. It's a conspiracy theory, but there's a lot of actual...
I was about to hit Mike in a second.
No.
See, that makes no sense, because that would have to...
So the moon...
It would have to be at least a bulge in the Earth in order for it to prevent light from going to the other side.
Also,
the moon is directly across from it the entire time.
Yeah.
The moon would always be lit up on one side, because the sun is a ball of light that sends light in every direction.
In this case, you would literally always have a crescent moon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You wouldn't have
full... No matter where you were, it'd be a crescent moon, because the sun is literally directly across from the moon. And the fact is... they apparently don't think we rotate around the sun. Clearly.
Oh, yeah. The sun's pretty small.
It's aggravating, right?
Well, it's also aggravating because then you're not realizing the sheer size of the sun. You're putting it into a perspective.
Slightly bigger than the moon?
Exactly.
And it's a light bulb, apparently, that just only sends lights directly down in a spherical, like a cone?
Yeah. I don't like this.
I can't wait to watch the documentary. It's so mind-blowing to me that people could ever imagine this is a real. Anyways, go ahead. You were saying. Before we go back to the Oscar stuff.
My brain hurts. Anyway. I think the moon landing was real. I think the Earth is round. I think that's all we need to worry about.
Right.
But back to my main point, though. We should go to the moon again.
Yeah, we definitely should.
Like, we really need to. This flat-earthing bullshit has gotten too out of hand.
Mm-hmm. With a little more of the weirdness that Elon Musk is doing, he's just going to leave and go to his moon base soon.
Yeah,
we all know it's there.
Well, because at least if it's not there, he's already putting plans into making it.
I'm pretty sure it's there. We're going to go around the moon That's as soon as he gets behind the moon, he just drops off part of the rocket and it lands there, and it's self-building his compound on the other, on the dark side of the moon.
That'd be dope.
Telling you, that's what's happening, and he's just fucking with everybody. He's like, no, we're trying to send a rocket to Mars. It's going to fly by. It's got my car in it. Now, your car is now sitting on the moon waiting for you to get there. Yeah,
that's why he sent his car into space. He's like, I really like that car, and I need something to ride around when I get up there.
Right. Yeah.
This is a good publicity.
The only cherry red original Tesla Roadster? Yeah. Yeah, it's sure. He's not shooting out into space.
Yeah. No. This is his baby.
Yeah. That's on the moon waiting for him on his moon base.
Because, like, rich people, when they move, they just have shit taken over there.
Yeah.
They don't drive their cars across country. They have their countries taken, or their cars taken. Yeah.
Over
there. Yeah. Elon Musk
when
is real
expats
close.
Go places, like rich ones, they take their shit there. That's why you get like American made cars in random countries. Like, we don't export that shit. We're cheap.
In hundreds of years, when we actually become a spacefaring people, how much do you think that Roadster would be worth
when someone finds it?
That's going to be the ultimate. That's going to be. His Ready Player One moment when he's about to die. Yeah, he's all like, hey,
in the
glove box is a code for everything you need to know.
it's the keys to my kingdom.
Yeah. First one to find it. space cars.
And this is like people just getting in their fucking hodgepodge ships and just fucking trying to find this thing wherever it's trying to do trajectories.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't gonna send that. He ain't gonna tell you, oh no, send it, this is where I'm now. He tricked you.
Yeah.
He put it on a certain course, and then it's going to diverge from that course. Of course, after it dumps its payload on the dark side of the moon to build his base, and then it changes direction and goes somewhere else. Like, yeah. I've seen fake pictures of Mars. He can easily do it. Oh, look, it's Spaceman looking at Mars.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Yep. Bullshit. That's fucking like the why is Orion backwards? That's all I'm saying. Lion sack of shit. Fucking future Bond villain. Joe's future employer.
I wish.
You know what? With the way the country's going, though, he might be the good guy, and our president might be the bad guy.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That seems more like... Because at first, when Elon Musk first started, like, making a lot of noise, I'm like, oh, this motherfucker is Lex Luthor. Like, he's going to eventually be president, and he's all like, ha-ha, joke you fuckers, I'm going to kill Superman. And...
and but he can't, so then he gets toenails, he makes a weird clone of him.
But here's the thing, though, and instead of that, he realized, oh, no... This guy is really bad. Maybe I should use my powers for good. And so Trump is actually the supervillain creating...
Well, a lot of the classic Bond villains, I mean, obviously they don't see themselves as villains because they're trying to do altruistic stuff.
The best
stuff.
Villains. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they're right.
So like, you just have the bad, like, you know, like Moonraker, for example. Like, not the best execution of a plan because, like, all he's taking is white people.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's very, very Nazi of you. That's nice. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's not the best way. Like, but you know, if you did, like, a whole Space Noah's Ark thing where he, like, took two of everything and moved on to his moon base on the dark side of the moon and just had, like, you know, two Asian people and two black people and just started repopulating on the moon and said, eventually, just we're going to nuke the planet. And when the radiation goes away, we'll just go back. And I have all these people up here with all these animals.
Hmm.
And we'll rebuild society the way we should have before.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing it out there. Just saying.
That was almost the plot line of Rainbow Six.
Yeah. That's where I got it. I'm not.
Except
not
it wasn't nuke smart. Them. It was like kill. It was a
biological weapon, yeah. That would eat through the human DNA, leave animals and plants alive.
Kind of Kingsman-y.
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah, in a way.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyways, achievement in sound editing. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, which a lot of people shit on.
Yeah, which is weird.
They're like, all they did is put Queen music in there. I'm like,
That doesn't...
It's not exactly how that works, I don't think. Maybe. Well, to be fair,
I'm not sure. I always confuse those two, the mixing and editing.
Well, sound editing is literally editing sound to sound, like, real. So they took real Queen music and added in the spoken words and the re-sung words of the people who re-sang the songs and... Remy's regular like lines and edited them together to sound like they were the same thing together.
Mm.
It's a pretty fucking hard task because the whole Farm Aid thing, like, or Live Aid, that's fake. They didn't do a real concert. They had to make it sound like the original with a crowd. With a live band, that's a big deal.
And that was done a long time ago, so if they just used the same audio, it would have been like, well, all of a sudden, this movie sounds shitty.
Yeah. It sounds like it's from the 70s.
Why does it sound mono all of a sudden?
Yeah. Why is this coming out of one side of the theater?
Why is this movie sound unvaccinated?
Oddly enough, it wasn't shot in 2017. Oddly enough, Flaggers. Achievement in sound mixing, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, look at that.
They got both the sounds.
And then the one I thought was really funny that made me laugh out loud was someone said, why didn't they get nominated for the next category, Achievement in Music, Original Song?
There's no original songs in it.
Yeah, they're all songs that were existing beforehand.
At one point, those songs were original.
Yeah, but not for this movie, because why?
It's Queen.
It's a biopic. I was like, you fucking morons. Music. Yeah. Well, not really. They're making sort of music.
Yeah, we're all done making music anybody cares about.
There you go. But anyways, Shallow from A Star is Born won that category. Music and lyrics by Lady Gaga, Mark Ronson, Anthony Razamando, and Andrew Wyatt.
Did anybody actually watch that, the Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga singing on stage?
No, I did not.
Apparently,
no.
It was a lot of sexual tension.
I haven't watched it either, but I at least saw the part where they're probably talking about where they're just like super like.
Because I saw like, part of it, there she was playing on the piano and singing. He was just
called,
right next to her.
That's called method acting.
Yeah.
Saw a lot of tweets saying
Amy Schumer and John Cena did it.
Yeah.
Literally.
That movie.
It literally did it.
Yeah, I don't know. I still don't think, I haven't seen it, but I don't understand how that movie can be good. I'm going to watch it eventually.
I mean, you know.
And also, why are all these first-time actors and actresses winning Oscars and shit? Like, are we grading them on a curve? Because they've never, I mean, Lady Gaga's been in some shit, but
nothing high caliber.
You know what I mean? Not like the lead Did in she a win something? Fucking... Yeah, she won Best Supporting Actress, didn't she?
She won that award.
But that would make sense.
Maybe she didn't. She got nominated, though, right?
Yeah. She got nominated. She didn't win because What's Her Face?
Yeah, you're right. She didn't win.
Won for Beale Street.
But the fact that she got nominated, it's like... That kind of seems like the move. Like, how many... There's been
she got nominated for Best Actress in a lead role. But she won her Oscar for... The best original song for Shallow.
That's crazy that she got nominated, though.
Yeah.
Cher's been nominated for an Oscar. Jennifer Hudson's been nominated for an Oscar.
This goes to tell you that she's actually probably pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Well, like, are they pretty good at it, or is acting bullshit?
I'll
watch it eventually. Sam Elliott. He's talking about Sam Elliott.
Yeah, Sam Elliott, not Bradley Cooper. I mean, you're Bradley Cooper's, like, that's your dude.
Yeah.
His is Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper is also the new Clint Eastwood, which is weird.
Very strange,
but it is fact.
When's he gonna start doing westerns? Because that's what I'm intrigued about.
Right?
Like Mike.
Now that he's directing shit,
that would be pretty. Dope.
It's just because he's already directed shit, so he can't go back and now do westerns in Italy or western movies in Italy, spaghetti westerns. So it's like, okay, we can't do that. But he can do westerns now, right? Like he's allowed to like break that mold as long as he's still continuing with what he does. Right?
He's gonna be a dope. I want to see his version of Unforgiven.
Okay,
like Dear Bradley doesn't Cooper. Have to be Unforgiven, you know. Not, right. not he's a remake, a movie that's but a lot, like, the fact Unforgiven. That he's openly talked about kind of modeling his career after Clint Eastwood. Yeah. It's like, all right, fucker, you make a modern day western, direct and star in it, and make it because Unforgiven, very few movies can touch how good that movie is.
Yeah,
and because one every year or so a western comes out with a lot of hype around it. Sometimes they're pretty good, sometimes they're really shitty. But if that's one of those things, if you can make a really good one, like it's super fucking hard to do.
Yeah.
And then people will be like, okay, if Bradley Cooper did this, A Star Is Born, fucking killed it, great directing apparently, great acting, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes over and he can make an opposite side of that coin being like a Western action thriller, revenge drama, whatever type movie and kill it in that. Like, he writes his own ticket from there on out. Like, he gets to do whatever he wants for the rest of his career. Because everyone's going to be like...
You're skipping over one huge detail. He voiced a raccoon. So, I mean, he's already kind of... He's two-thirds of the way there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That goes to that point, though. He's so diverse in what he's done and been successful in so many different fields now. It's like, that's the one more... You already proved you're a good director... And if he could prove it one more time in a completely different style of film, he gets to just make whatever the fuck he wants forever now.
Yep.
Not very many movie people get to do that.
Nope. Achievement in music, which is original score, because again, there's two categories. One's original song, one's original score. Goes Black Panther. Oh. For Ludwig Göransson gets that Oscar. Achievement in makeup and hairstyling. Not the movie I thought was going to win this. It was won by Vice. Because I thought it was going to be that Mary, Queen of Scots movie, because those ones always win that stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Because impressive enough, because they did make, that is really good makeup, but then again, they didn't make someone who doesn't look like someone else look like someone else.
Yeah.
So Vice definitely deserves the win. I just didn't think he was gonna win for it.
Right.
But I mean, they made three people that I saw in makeup look completely different from themselves. Unless you stare right at them, you're like, okay, that's definitely Christian Bale. You can
see the hint of Christian Bale in there. Yeah.
If like that first time I watched that trailer, I was like, so where's Christian Bale at?
Right.
They just got dude to play himself. Oh, that's Christian Bale. Yeah. Oh, fuck me. Okay, that's weird. So yeah, they deserve that for sure, because that shit was incredible.
Definitely.
Best documentary feature length goes to Free Solo.
It's apparently the rock climbing
documentary. And the best part is Jason Momoa got to announce the category, so he got to announce the winner. He knows them because he's a big rock climber guy. Mm. So that was pretty cool. And his pink tuxedo that was made by a guy who died the Monday before.
And ooh. Scrunchy.
And scrunchy.
He had a scrunchie on his wrist.
Yeah, I saw it.
Scrunchie normally goes in his hair, but he wanted his hair out.
Yeah.
So he's wearing it. Cause after, when he wanted to put it up, he still had the scrunchie. Which, by the way, weird little thing is where he got that pink scrunchie. Not that particular one, but the idea for it was given to him by his hair and makeup artist on his Apple TV show that no one knows about yet. That he just dropped the fact that he's doing.
Hmm.
On his YouTube channel, when he just Jason Momoa, he does a thing called On the Roam, which is basically him filming behind the scenes of him going different things, press junkets for Aquaman and different things, and he's getting ready for the Oscars and he's getting dressed and they're talking about the history of the purple of this pink scrunchie and the fact that he's a pink suit to go along with it and a flashier pink suit without a shirt, by the way, for the after party. And he talks about how this just nonchalantly, he's like, yeah, I got it from the hair and makeup lady on my Apple TV show. And I was like,
you're like, excuse me, what?
I can't has now.
Mr. Momoa, what question for you from the the audience. What? Huh? Okay. So whatever it is, he has a TV show that's going to be on Apple. So that's a thing that just...
that he gets a pink scrunchie from.
Yeah. And then he had a suit made by a really famous guy who ended up dying the Monday before. Which is sad, obviously. This is literally the last two things that the dude apparently worked on was those two tuxedos for him. And one of them was a surprise, the second one. He didn't know that he were making one, but he made a more fancy one for the after party for him.
Nice.
And he wore it without a shirt, which is, I mean, you're Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
You can.
If you look like Jason Momoa, I honestly, I would never wear a shirt if I look like Jason Momoa.
Also, right? You're allowed to pull off pink tuxedos.
Yeah.
Like, no matter the shade, you're Jason Momoa. There you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Free Solo got best documentary feature length. Achievement in film editing. Bohemian Rhapsody, because apparently all the awards. Achievement in costume design, finally
Black Panther.
Yep. Finally a real deserving movie won it,
because they had to be original and splice different cultures together.
Exactly. They had to make shit that wasn't real look real and make it look like it should be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
finally Oscars actually gave an award to, in that category, to the right fucking film. And I'm not saying that as a fan of Marvel comic movies and things
just
like that.
A
fan of movies that actually do real fucking work and do what that category designed for, and is literally make costumes that don't exist. You have no reference for it other than piecing shit together from other places.
Yeah.
Not The Favorite, which is literally a timepiece. Mary Poppins Returns, don't get me wrong, probably really good, but it's based on real stuff.
Yeah.
Based on old English shit, you know?
Yeah.
Mary Queen of Scots, same thing. It's a real thing. Ballad of Buster Scruggs. That one shouldn't have been in that category, by the way, because it's not that impressive.
No.
Because this is Western wear. You know? Like, the other ones are, like, crazy gowns and stuff. There's nothing really outlandish about the outfits, other than the one that Buster Scruggs wore, because it was just white on white with a little bit of black cowboy wear, and it just looked so out of place because he looked like a cartoon character come to life. So maybe that was the reason why, but I don't think it needed to be in there. But good for them. You know, Netflix getting fucking Oscar nods and shit. Achievement in cinematography. Roma won for that. Which, by the way, Roma was supposed to be like everyone's like pull for like a lot everything, of awards, yeah, and it didn't get nominated for shit.
Yeah,
but it did win one.
So, yeah. Is that the Netflix one?
Yeah,
that's why
Netflix black and white. That's all I really know.
Well, because it won a bunch of like the Critics Awards and like the Golden like Globes. Golden Globes and stuff. But, like this one, like it got nominated for a bunch of stuff, just not as much as everyone thought it was going to be. It won two of the three things it was nominated for.
You even know what it was about? That's what I don't know.
It's about a family in Mexico. And it's basically just about this, like, I guess it's the struggles or something that the family goes through when the dad dies or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or is, like, imprisoned. Or I can't remember what it was. I haven't watched it yet because everybody I heard from says it's extremely sad.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to, like, not be that sad, you know what I mean? Like, I cry at happy stuff all the time, so I'm too afraid to watch something super sad. Because I'm probably just going to just want to curl up and die. So I didn't watch it yet. Achievement in production design, Black Panther.
Yep.
Again, definitely should have won.
Yep.
Let's see. Best animated feature film?
Spider-Verse.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which literally beat out some pretty incredible things.
Yeah. Incredible being...
Ralph Breaks the Internet, Incredibles 2, Isle of Dogs, and something called Marae, which is a Japanese something or other. I didn't know what it was, and I didn't look it up, but apparently it's really good. Best Foreign Language Film, Roma, because it's in Mexican.
Yep.
It's funny because it says language film, but all the places are where it was, like what the movie is from, not the language it speaks, which I thought was really weird.
You think that they would put it as...
Because, like, Spanish or, yeah. like, you know, like, what, or, you know, whatever. It just says Mexico. The other ones are, like, Germany, Poland, Libyan, Japan. I was like, those aren't languages. Those are places. And that place could literally... That movie could be in English, but filmed in that place. That doesn't make it a foreign language film, yeah. right? So, I don't know, but whatever. Original screenplay. Green Book won that one. It's a movie.
Spike Lee.
No, that's no, Black Klansman.
That was Black Klansman.
That's next. Adapted screenplay.
No, who Black wrote Green Book Klansman. Then?
Green Book was written by a gentleman named Nick Vallelongo, Brian Curry, and Peter Farley.
Okay.
Not related to the other Farleys because it's spelled differently.
The Dumb and Dumber guy.
No, not those ones.
Nah,
different
it's
ones.
The Dumb and Dumber guy.
Nope, neither of them are named Peter, so that's okay. Adapted screenplay is Black Klansman, written by Charlie Watchtell. David Robin Woodsey, Kevin Wilmot, and Spike Lee.
Okay.
Best performance of actress in a supporting role goes to Regina King for In Beale Street. If Beale Street Could Talk. Performance of by an actor in a supporting role is Marshala Ali from Green Book, also from Alita Battle Angel. But, you know, whatever, he won for this one.
Right.
This year he'll get it for a little bad angel, I'm sure. Performance by an actress in a leading role goes to Olivia Colman for The Favorite. She went over some pretty heavy hitters, by the way. Performance by an actor in a leading role is Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody. Right. Or Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody.
I thought the pictures of him before the Oscars were pretty funny. Apparently everybody kept trying to fix his fucking bow tie.
Yeah.
But it never happened.
Yeah, he tied it wrong, he even said it.
Yeah.
Later on, he's like, yeah, I don't know how to tie him, and I didn't do it well. So every time someone tried to fix it, it wouldn't fix.
Yeah.
Because apparently he did part of it upside down, so like it can't ever be straight. I thought that was pretty funny.
Rami Malek has this weird charm to him of like not... He's like a dude that probably textbook wise shouldn't be a big movie star,
yeah.
But he is. So I feel like people really fucking pull for him because he's really likable, and he's just been really solid in everything he's done. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, people just like that guy. Like they want him to do good because he's not, you know, traditional six foot blonde haired white dude chiseled
right. Or
you know
Bradley
I mean?
Cooper,
6'2", 6'3", yeah. Blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not that, like, textbook superstar dude, but he just kills it and everything.
Did you see his speech for when he won?
Yeah, it was a good one.
Pretty I didn't good. See it.
Yeah, it was really good. He talked about his being a first-generation Egyptian-American, because his parents were obviously came over from Egypt. Literally calls them Egyptian immigrants. And he talks about how, like, he did this movie about this openly gay
immigrant,
and how, like, it just kind of, like, everything together, and, like, he just thanked everybody for, like, taking a chance on him, and, like, all these things. It was really good, really, really, really good speech.
Cool.
And he kept it very precise. He didn't start, like, fucking rambling
off random people.
He just talked about everything. He named a bunch of people, but it was, like, it was literally just, like, this person and this person for believing me in this and this, doing this and this. The only shitty thing is he never got to thank Bryan Singer, because Bryan Singer was removed officially as being part of the movie,
right?
Because of controversy. I mean, I get, because pretty terrible stuff. But it was Bryan Singer that did bring up him, so I don't. Whatever. Where did I go?
Probably wanted to fuck him.
Most likely. Method acting.
Kevin Spacey.
You know, he's not that young.
Well, no, Bryan Singer was. It was supposed to be girls, wasn't it?
No.
Oh,
never mind. Bryan Singer's gay.
Oh,
yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
And the kids were underage.
Yeah. Much like Kevin Spacey. Just this time it was.
Never mind. It's exactly
like Kevin Spacey. It's exactly like Kevin Spacey.
Never mind.
he's like, my bad. Literally. Achievement in directing goes to Alphonse Cuarón for Roma. Beat out a big names. I thought it was funny that Adam McKay got nominated for Vice. Not because he's a bad director. It's just like, you know, when you think Adam McKay, you don't jump to...
Even though he did, like, The Big Short.
Yeah, he does, like, another... really good dramas and stuff. Well, drama comedies and stuff, because both of these apparently are drama comedies.
It's weird, though. I don't feel like when he does these type of movies, they really push his name that much. But when, like, he's doing a Will Ferrell, like, Step Brothers style movie, it's like... Adam McKay, the
or
director.
Or Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Ant-Man 1 and 2. I mean, fucking, you know, I mean, that sort of stuff. It's like, bro.
Yeah.
That's the same dude. The dude that make the guy who grows range. In smalls, like, he did, like, two back-to-back, like, those two movies. Like, so he did two back-to-back, not counting Ant-Man and Ant-Man and Wasp, two back-to-back comedy dramas that were nominated for Oscars. I'm like, dude, and then he goes and does another comic book movie. I'm like... Clearly, this guy is really good at his job.
Yeah.
And he writes those things, too.
He'd be a writer on SNL.
Yeah. Yep.
He's been all over the place.
Yeah, man. And then Best Picture goes to Green Book.
Yeah. A lot of controversy around that one.
A lot of controversy about that one.
Apparently, black people don't like that movie.
Which I haven't seen, so I don't know
completely
why. But I know there's probably some...
I read a little bit about it, and parts of it were... That some pieces were completely made up. That none of the family was consulted during making the movie.
Gotcha.
Which I don't know how much
I don't always want to trust family.
I don't know how much. Well, it's not that. It's I don't know how much I want to because the director was like, I didn't even know that the family that he still had living relatives. And to me, it's like I can honestly see that, you know, you just, he probably doesn't have, you know, nobody's ever said you're giving it as a director. For me, I think you're given a script and you're working off that script. But a lot of people seem to have this, and correct me if I'm wrong, have this idea that a director can just completely change the script and do this and do that.
You know, unless you're the one who wrote it. And then you have the free will to do what you want because it's yours.
So to me, it's not so much that the director's fault for not knowing that that these people were still alive and consulting them on the story. No, it's the people who wrote it.
Yeah, he's only directing from what he has. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
He's given a script to direct, like you're saying. He's not going to do research on it at that point,
right?
Because he's giving by the studio. This approved script to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, if he's going through and he sees something irreparably wrong, like, hey, black people are from, you know, only born in at night or some nonsense like that, I'm pretty sure he's going to go, okay, wait, hold on a second.
Let's look at changing this.
Let's double check Wikipedia real quick because I'm pretty sure that's not true.
Right.
I've seen them that they're born not during the night, so I'm not too sure what's happening here.
Right.
But yeah, so I get you saying, like, it does make sense. I didn't read into it because I'm kind of tired of the internet and their just flat out hatred for everything right now.
Very true. Well, one thing that got me reading of it is because of people kept interviewing Spike Lee about it. That's why I asked if Spike Lee was
Because
people were interviewing him about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I see what you mean. And kept asking Spike Lee about Green Book, and I was like, wait, did he? I was trying to remember if he wrote it or something.
I heard really good things about Black Klansman. I can't fucking talk.
No.
Keep hitting myself in the face with things. It's just a
well, there was mess. Even controversy about that one as well, because apparently Adam Driver's character wasn't really Jewish in real life.
Yeah, but they changed it in the story.
They changed a bunch of things in the story as well. But going back to Green Book, apparently there's like scenes in the movie where Aragorn teaches
Viggo Mortensen.
Viggo Mortensen. There we go.
He pulls his Lord of the Rings name before his actual fucking name.
Yeah, which sounds like a Lord of the Rings name.
It does. Impressive, by the way. I'm not making fun of this. That's impressive. The other
actor? I don't remember his name.
Marshall Ali.
Apparently, there's a scene where...
You can call him Vector if you want to make it easier for yourself. Because that was his character from...
Well, apparently, Viggo Mortensen teaches him how to eat chicken. Like, fried chicken.
Yes.
Which doesn't make any sense. Like, the relatives were like, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, a white person teaching a black person how to eat chicken is just fucking stupid. And then Viggo Mortensen's character introduced the guy to jazz. And they're like, no, this dude grew up around jazz and all this stuff and black culture.
Yeah, I can see that being a fucking...
Literally friends point. With Martin Luther King Jr., who was friends with all these other people. Like, there's no fucking way...
He doesn't.
That this white guy introduced him to
white guy
jazz.
From like Brooklyn or nonsense like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Exactly. So that's a lot of the controversy that I read about. Okay. It's like,
that
okay,
makes
that
sense.
Makes
more so sense. Than the family thing.
Yeah,
because that just seems like hyperbole bullshit. But I don't know, apparently it's a really good movie. But I say,
but about, like everyone still likes Mashal Ali, and it's like you guys like if you're gonna be mad. Gonna be mad at him too?
Yeah,
like I'm not seeing a lot of heat on him.
Unless
I'm seeing a lot of heat on the director and Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and what happened with Viggo Mortensen? I never actively went out and looked at that. Apparently, he used the N-word somewhere.
Yes, he uses it. I think they said twice in the movie.
In the movie,
yeah,
yeah,
but not outside the movie.
No,
not that we found yet.
It's not like
people are looking.
Well, no, because the way that I've read things, and obviously, like I said, I never went through it to understand. Directly what it was, but the way it read is people were mad at him for using the N-word, but if it's in the movie...
He did say it in an interview, though, because someone asked him what was the hardest part, or what was one of the hardest parts about the movie, and it's him literally, him saying, I'm not going to say the word, obviously, him saying that to say the N-word with conviction in the way he says it, like it's a normal thing for him to say, and so but he says the word.
But... In context of that interview,
yes.
Would make sense.
I believe
because
is
he's
what
literally
I remember
saying. Reading. I mean, if he said it, I guess that's. I guess I can see where people might be a little angry, but at the same time, it's like he's literally explaining how hard it is to say that word
with conviction, conviction. With actual meaning behind it. Yeah, not just saying the word out loud because you can say any word out loud and it doesn't really mean anything,
right?
Until you put it with context. Yeah. Really bizarre.
Well, I can't believe that's what people are getting angry about.
So, and I could be wrong. Maybe it was like something else, but I haven't seen anything. Really
I haven't seen
about
the movie, but most black people hate it. And when most black people all at once point at something and say that's wrong, I'm probably going to side with them. There's probably some fuckery in this movie.
Yeah.
And as a white dude who hasn't seen it yet, I'm like, well, I'm going to side with them. Something's fucked up about this movie then.
But it won best picture.
It did win best picture. I can't remember. The director Peter Farrelly is super white, so that doesn't help any, like whatsoever. Anyhow, what's the Oscars, everybody?
Yay, Oscars! Did we win anything?
We did not. We were any. We
did
were
we
snubbed.
Get this podcast?
We did not. The best part is, though,
it's always next
we
year.
Did not get a Razzie, that's better than not getting an Academy Award.
Always right there in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
That's our motto.
Yep. If we're not the best, at least we're not the worst.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. There's one thing to not get nominated for an Oscar, but it's another thing to get nominated or win a Razzie.
Right.
Looking at you, Will Ferrell.
He's probably won a few, hasn't he?
Well, he got Worst Picture... worst picture of the year for that Sherlock Holmes movie.
I'd imagine.
Holmes and
Watson.
Watson. Watson? Yeah. I was like, ugh, can't remember the name of it.
He's no Sandra Bullock, though.
Nope.
That chick won an Oscar and a Razzie in the same year.
Same year!
For the same movie?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. Two different movies.
All
About Steve.
Yeah.
And The Blind Side.
Literally, I'll let you
guess which one's which.
You don't actually have to guess, John. You should probably know this right now.
Blindside won Oscar?
Yeah.
Yeah, with that guy who plays the football.
Yeah.
Tim McGraw?
That's the one.
Tim McGraw.
Because he was in it.
Country singer?
He plays her husband.
Oh.
The football coach.
No.
No, he's not the football coach.
No, he's not.
No, that's right.
He's
right.
Just the husband.
Yeah.
He, in real life, he's like a broadcast announcer for like the Memphis Grizzlies or something now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What sport do they play?
That'd be basketball.
Gotcha. I knew that. I was testing you guys.
Did you really know that? No.
I had no clue. I was like, is that hockey?
It could be. It sounds like a hockey.
Yeah, I'm like, they
does sound more of a hockey team than it does a basketball team. Yeah.
Because Grizzlies would not be good at basketball at all.
Are they any good this year? Maybe they should be a hockey team.
They're better than the Suns.
So is everybody.
Okay. Yep.
I literally think if we did it, we'd be better than the Suns.
Yeah.
Give the ball to Joe. Don't give the ball to Joe. Give the ball to Mike. Might be better. Yeah.
Not much.
No one aimed for Cody's face.
In practice, maybe, with nobody against us.
Right.
So the Suns? Because they're nobodies, right?
They won a game the other night.
Yeah, I saw your tweet about that, and I was like, Mike's still in disbelief that they won a game.
I was literally
watching them.
When you,
the next day, I was all like, are they going to lose? Are they going to?
You tweeted that, and in my head, the first thing I was, are they still playing, or are they just scrimmaging at this point? Is the season still going?
The last couple weeks, it felt just like open scrimmages for the other teams.
Put in the people who don't get enough playtime. We're saving the rest of these for the good games. Yeah, when you tweeted that, I was like, is this a joke? Isn't the season over? Aren't they doing the draft soon or something?
Right.
No, seems like that because anything Phoenix Suns related is just related to the draft already. Yeah,
getting prepped for
it's
it.
Like, are we going to have number one again?
Are we that
Are we going to fuck it up again?
Well, if you get it, probably.
Yeah. Nah, actually this year should be a no fucking brainer.
Should be.
Last year, there is some controversy.
Okay.
This year, there's one dude.
They're gonna
one
get dude. That kid one dude. From, what was it, North Carolina?
Duke.
Zion. But are they going to trade him, though?
No. Here's the thing.
No, did I see a thing saying that guy has already got shoes getting ready to come out?
No. What happened is he was the big game of Duke-UNC, Duke-North Carolina. It's always like one of the biggest games of the year, big rivalry, blah, blah, blah. Zion Williamson, because he's so fucking giant and athletic, he blew out his shoe and hurt his knee.
Did you watch that?
Did you watch
that?
No. Yeah.
Oh my fucking God. He literally blows the shoe sole off the shoe and his foot just goes straight through.
Yeah. Like, and he hurt his knee. Yeah, he hurt his knee. So that's what everyone was talking about. Okay. They're like, oh, Nike's stock is going to lose. Like, he lost like a little bit because all the negative press for like a day, but it's like.
The way the dude plays. It.
Yeah. And then, like, just, but this shit happens all the time.
Yeah.
Like, shoes blow up. Like, it happens in the NBA. It's happened to Nike. It's happened to Adidas. It's happened to Reebok. Like,
not New Balance, though.
There's only one guy in the NBA that plays the New Balance.
He doesn't play enough, so they don't
actually
blow up.
In the NBA, though.
No, he's actually really good.
See?
And he just signed a deal with New Balance, and I was like, are you fucking high? Because he was a Jordan brand athlete, and they let his contract run up, and he signed.
I'll show you!
And New Balance was all like, take all this money.
This the shoes actually aren't well. Bad.
It's Kawhi Leonard. He's a really good player. He's one of my favorite players in the league.
You say that name like either of us should know.
I'm
that.
Just saying it so the listeners. Somebody who's listening.
Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, somebody who's listening knows
known Kawhi that right Leonard away, is. Right?
But he's really good.
Is he going to like come up with like a Champs sign up too? Like, he's going to get Champs?
All New Balance. All New Balance.
Does New Balance make more than shoes? I know they make socks.
They'll make some sweaters for Kawhi.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if they're going to sell
New Balance.
You see a pop-up shop somewhere. Not like a full shop. This is going to be like
New Balance. Find that paint.
It's in the mall, but it's in one of those like standalone things in the hallway of the mall.
Yeah.
Oh, the vulture pins?
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. You know, right next to the...
There's not enough stuff to sell just yet.
Yeah. It was right between like the flavored popcorn and then the lady that like... Flosses your eyebrows.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Like, it's right there. They're going to have all those...
Flosses your eyebrows?
Yeah, have you seen that chick? They have this string. Put one part... Like, it's got three different pieces to it. One part in their mouth. The other two, they do some weird shit to your eyebrows.
Wait, so part of it is in their mouth.
I literally thought he was making this up. I went along with it, but no, I'm genuinely intrigued now, too.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what it's called. I assume it's called flossing your eyebrows.
Hold on. We'll get to what we're actually going to talk about.
I don't know exactly how it works, but I do know there's a string in the mouth. Yeah.
She holds one end with one hand.
Yeah.
One end with the other end. But like somehow in the middle.
No, the end piece is in their mouth, and then they hold it at two different points. I think it's to keep it out of the way. I don't know.
No joke. I think I found it.
Just make it shorter.
Dude, I don't...
Eyebrow threading?
Let me see. Sounds like flossing. These chicks have been in the mall for years, in every mall. Like, they're all...
I don't look directly at them, because I don't know what's going to happen. No, they're not real people, Mike. I don't have to look at them.
Yeah. It's weird shit like that. Yeah, but when they're doing it, and like the old ladies always like lean back, they're doing all kinds of weird shit, but they have a piece in their mouth and they're like,
seems like an old, like something you'd see like a bazaar.
I've never seen like a high school chick, you know, or like a college girl. It's always like older ladies.
It's for doing it or getting it done.
Plucking your eyebrows.
Flossing your eyebrows.
Okay, all right.
I'm 100% convinced it's just mint dental floss.
Like your eyebrows are now minty fresh.
Definitely be.
Okay. I love how minty fresh my eyebrows smell after I get this done.
But anyway, the New Balance stuff gets sold between those two.
Gotcha. Yeah, weaves on one end, eyebrow flossing on the other.
Yeah.
Just past them is the pre-made dipped.
I haven't seen a price. He unveiled the new signature shoe recently, and I haven't seen a price for it yet.
Is a signature shoe from New Balance?
For him, because he's the biggest athlete to ever sign with New Balance since like James Worthy. People forget back in
the day. That's a wrestler guy, right?
No, that's a basketball player. People forget back in the day, 80s, like early 80s, New Balance was the basketball shoe. That's what they took over Converse. Nike hadn't done their thing yet, and Adidas hadn't done their thing yet. So if a NBA player had a shoe contract, it was with New Balance. And James Worthy, at the time he got his, was something like $200,000 a year to wear New Balances. And they had special New Balance shoes just for him. They offered $300,000 to Michael Jordan, but he wanted to wear Adidas. And Adidas was like, we're going to put all of our money into Michael Jordan. And he was like, all right, let's do it. And then his agent was like, hey, Nike's offering you the same thing plus more. So he listened to Nike's offer. And they offered him a shit ton more money plus creative control of what the shoe looked like. So he went back to Adidas. He's like, if you can give me what they're giving me, I'd rather play in Adidas. Because he played in Adidas in high school and college. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we don't think you're worth it. And he's like, well, fuck you. Watch this. And he signed with Nike, which he didn't want to. And then changed the game for shoes and basketballs forever.
Fucking Adidas, man.
Yeah.
We had Run DMC.
You know who else they fucked up on? LeBron. They missed out on Jordan and LeBron at two different points.
You think that they would have learned from Jordan.
You think they would have been like, hey, young phenom athlete is going to be the face of the franchise for the next 15 years, or face of the NBA for the next 15 years. We missed out on Michael Jordan. We got this LeBron guy. He's as close to a can't-miss prospect as possible you could imagine.
Yeah.
And then they go, I don't know. Nike's offering a lot of money. We don't think you're quite worth it. And then now LeBron shoes are the second highest-selling signature shoes ever next to Jordan. So they missed out on one and two. Adidas be fucking up, dog.
Yeah, man. What the hell?
That's what I'm saying.
Nike sold tracksuits.
But Kawhi Leonard, he's going to bring them New Bounces back, dog.
Who's the first one to sign?
If they're under $100, I'm going to buy a pair just for the fuck of it.
Support your boy, Kawhi.
Yeah.
Kawhi, I got your back.
Especially if Kawhi signs in Phoenix. If Kawhi signs in Phoenix next year, it helps rescue this fucking franchise. I'm in.
New Balance everything.
Head to toe.
Head to toe.
You're going to have to make it myself on a screen print machine or some shit because you can't buy
it anywhere. I spell New Bounce. Hey, Jen. Hey,
proofread this.
Proofread this. You spell New Balance this way? Is it two W's? Is there a W? Is this fuckery spelling? Is it N-U?
Is it N-U? Is it some kind of new age shit?
God damn it. Someone spell check this for me. Goddamn word keeps telling me it's spelled wrong. Is there two L's in balance? Doesn't seem balanced to me without two L's.
How do you spell Kawhi?
Shit.
I don't know any of this.
Where's Twitter? I know it's on there somewhere. Twitter, how do you spell Kawhi Leonard? I got Leonard down, I think. There's an E in there somewhere.
There is an E in there somewhere.
Nailed it. See, Twitter's always right.
The second letter.
See? Told you. It's in there. You can't be more in there than second letter in. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of in, let's talk about some Anthem, kids.
Yeah. Let's get it in real quick.
All right. Let's get in. We got some time. Fuck it.
Maybe not.
We got some time.
We got a little bit of time.
Yeah. So we'll go. It's early. Both all three of us have in the true statement have barely played this game.
Yeah. Which shows how much we've matured in the last couple of years.
You're That's welcome. This getting healthy and fucking working for a living thing is getting in the way of having fun and being a piece of shit. Fully piece of shit. I'm still mildly a piece of shit. So I have played a lot of demo and a lot of beta stuff, but it doesn't really count because it's the same shit over and over again.
Right. Plus, none of like that literal over into your game.
Literal same stuff over and over again. Those things like the game doesn't have a whole lot of stuff to do. Literally, it's the same thing over and over again. The exact same missions.
I'm gonna start from the beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna start from the beginning.
It's so funny because like,
man, that beginning was really good.
The demo, the VIP demo and the public demo were the same content. Same content planned over and over again. But it's funny because it's not beginning of the game content. It's like almost middle-ish of the campaign stuff.
Well, you start out at level what?
In the demo, you started as level 10?
Yeah, something like that.
10 to 15, I believe, is what you ranked up. And which happened extremely fast.
So it's like two-thirds to one-half the way through.
Through the game. But they even said, like, the leveling system, even though you're at level 10 to 15, is like you're 1 to 5.
One-third.
Or 1 to 8, I think they said. So you did level very fast, but that's because it's in the demo, and they need to show you, like, what the game's like. If they give you a slice of the demo, which is, like, full-on game, you probably wouldn't get a really good sense of what the game would be like, because you wouldn't get anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm starting at 0, like at 1, going to 5. Nothing's happening. So they give you a chunk of mid-game play with mid-game story to play in one stronghold and, of course, free play. But the problem is, I know where that is, like the mid-game, that story that you play through the story missions, and I think I'm getting close to like that part, but it's so hard because like, the story part you're getting to is so out of context.
Yeah.
And what happens? Did you play through it at all? You played through some of it, right?
No. For the demo, I only played the first beta.
Oh, okay. So you never got through the story part of it?
I was so confused on how the system worked. Like, we talked about this before where, A, I spent probably about a minute trying to figure out how to just launch a fucking campaign, how to get into the goddamn game.
Yeah, it's not.
Because
you know, it's a lot better weird. Than in the full game than it was in the demos.
But then, like, I remember, like, oh, go to that waypoint, and it was like the third waypoint. I sat there going, I don't know what the fuck to do. I'm just fighting against hordes of people, and I don't know what the fuck to do.
Gotcha.
And that's where I had to work the next day, and the next day, I was like, fuck it.
Yeah, gotcha. So I think I'm getting close to that character's story part of that, but I just don't know, but it's really bizarre. Like, it was a really weird thing to give you as a story element of the game, because it's somewhat of a side, I don't want to say side character, but he's one of the NPCs that you do missions for, but it's such a weird thing to show you because it goes. You go after this artifact, and then he fucks with the artifact, and it does things. And it's just like, I don't know if this has anything to really do with the story versus just being this guy's path or whatever. But I think I'm sort of getting that way, like to that point in the game. So it's interesting to see. But like, I haven't got enough into the game to even say if I truly love the game or not.
Right.
Other than the fact, it's just fun every time I get on to play.
Yeah.
But it's so new that it's always going to be that kind of fun, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I played enough of the closed beta, open beta, and the test stuff to see the differences in the menus and the difference in the things like that. So, like, the struggle going from, like, that you have going from, like, hey, this is different than any game I've ever played, and it's kind of not great of a UI. I can buzz through it pretty quickly because I'm so used to the way it is. What still throws me off is the whole nothing's up and down. It's all at a slight angle, but it's still up and down. So to scroll through the menu,
Menu.
You just press down, but it looks like you're going at an angle. So naturally, my brain wants to try to push at an angle, but it doesn't work. I'm like, why don't you go down? I'm like, oh, that's because it's physically down, but not at like visually down. It's at an angle. It's really bizarre. Really played into the whole like weird triangle angles thing.
Well, it reminds me of like the early Xbox One, or Xbox One interface. They called it the blades.
Yeah,
yeah,
the 360 stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
the 360. That's what it was. Yeah,
the menu on top of a menu.
Yeah.
I'm so glad they got fucking rid of that shit. So, I hated that fucking menu so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the blades. I hate you so much. So for a little bit you've played, we'll talk about a couple things that we like. Mike, what do you like so far?
It's exactly what I want in a multiplayer, just launch a mission, blow shit up. It's really not like overly complicated. Like there's enough strategy so far. We've come across a couple of little things that are like kind of difficult. Like when you came across the first Titan, I was like, we are way underpowered for this. Like we're all like level six or five or some shit.
Easier Titans.
Yeah, those are the easy Titans. It's like, but as we were going, we were starting to figure out like, oh yeah, I have a thing that makes it attack me. And so I have the most life. I'm a Colossus. So I should be a tank right here. Let's be a tank. Don't worry about damage. Set that up. Let a tank off of me for a little bit. You guys fly around. Do your it started. It's like, okay, combos work. Hit the weak spots. You know, and throw out waves of fire. You shoot up in the air. You hover for a minute. You know, starting to figure it out towards the end of that. The missions so far early on has been pretty. You kind of see the train. It's like retrieve stuff. Battle the waves will come where you're retrieving things. It's like, okay, then we're starting to make sense a little bit. The environment is cool because it's this crazy jungle where things are alive.
Yeah.
And like you have things that aren't even part of the mission will be alive and you can wipe them out real quick, or if they're not close enough, you don't even have to worry about them.
But if they already start attacking you also, you're like, fuck.
Yeah. Then you get into like chaotic things where you're looking one way and you got all this shit, and then all of a sudden some asshole behind you that wasn't even part of the mission is there just because you're in that area. But yeah, I just love the it's just fun, man. It's not overly complicated, but it's not redundant, you know what I mean? It's, and there's enough to keep it hard in certain areas, but it's just a lot of fun. And the Colossus is just a perfect for what I want to, you know what I mean? Like if the Division had multiple character types, you know, like that, and they're like, hey, this one is extra armored and go in and just cause all kind of up close damage. I'm like, that's what I try to do anyway. That's how I try to gear that's my shit.
Because
that's how I like to play. So yeah, it's going to be fun when we really hit the groove, when we get all four of us, you know, kind of on the same page and knowing how to work our combo attacks and our specialties a little bit more. And then once you find out, because I'm still in the process of trying to figure out what kind of weapons I like. Like, I thought I liked those mini cannon guns, but I got a bigger, more powerful one, and the delay before it starts firing is so much longer that it's like, that's useless for me if I'm going to be this close to everything. Like, I need something a lot faster. So now I'm testing out some light machine guns. Those seem to be pretty cool. I want to get a shot. I have a shotgun, but it's way weak right now, so I'm waiting for the first good shotgun to see how that works. Super excited about a grenade launcher, but the grenade launcher kind of sucked because it skips over the ground and then it blows up. I was hoping it would explode on impact.
There are a couple different ones, so you might
find I might find one like that. But yeah, so and then the like the upgrades, like the patches things that you get, whatever they're called, components. It's like, oh, this one add this much armor and this much armor, but it makes your sniper rifle more accurate. And I was like, I don't have a sniper rifle. Right. So that's a fun part too, trying to piece together your right play style. So I'm excited to like really have like the first time where we all get together and able to devote a couple hours to it and just play for a while. It's going to be fun.
Hopefully tomorrow,
definitely.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully tomorrow. Like we can set like a 6 o'clock-ish time, which is good enough time for something Captain earlier. East Coast.
Yeah.
And us to actually that's be
Taj.
On. Yeah.
Taj Captain East Coast.
Fucking, let's play. I'm like, dude, you're going to, it's 9 o'clock here, which means it's fucking midnight where you are.
Yeah.
You know? Joe's, like, that's way past Joe's bedtime. Sometimes yeah, past Mike's bedtime. Mm. So, anyways, Joe, what are your thoughts so far in the little bit you've been able to get in?
So I've just played the intro missions, and then I played a little bit of the free replay last night. I will say that the menu system, while I know it better, was still a little confusing because at least this is the first time that I jumped into free play. And so I tried jumping in and I'm like, go. And I'm like not understanding why it's not. Then I realized that, oh, I have to pick my point of insertion.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then there's this weird delay where you hit start mission and it just doesn't seem to do anything.
Yeah.
So even while I was playing with you guys, you know, the how to get the group together at least made sense within the game. But then trying to launch the mission, I was like, launch! Launch!
And then you canceled it?
No, I didn't cancel it.
No, Taj became unready.
Yeah.
After all of us got ready, he's finally going to launch it, and Taj hits unready. I'm like, you piece of shit.
But then it suddenly launches in, and I'm like, is that a weird delay thing? Is that, I don't know what that, because... Yeah. For me, it's like, okay, with everybody together, it I guess it could kind of make sense because as it's waiting for you guys to connect, but I was on my own last night, and it was still like, launch, launch. And then it like crashed while I was loading into public bait, you know, the public stuff. At least what was cool about that, once you got to the main title screen, it was like, hey man, you were already launching.
Yeah, do you want to continue this expedition?
I was like, yes, and it just dropped me in there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So that was actually pretty cool. So you don't have to go back, because that was my thing too. But with that point, I was like, I'm gonna have to start Fort Tarsus all the way right at that one point, run all the way back to my javelin, set everything up. And granted, it's not like. It's going to take me more than 30 seconds to do, but it's a pain in the ass. Still.
Yeah, I do know one of the changes they're looking at making on that point is when you first start the game up, you're going to have the option to either start in Fort Tarsus or start in the launch bay.
So that you can already pick your stuff.
Yep, so when you're in launch bay, because if you already have all your story missions ready and you just have to pick one,
you
can just go into... the launch bay, pick it in your, like, you know, like,
which would
target it,
because
whatever.
There's not a whole lot in Fort Tarsus to do.
Other than talk to people to get missions. But
exactly.
If you have that
but
stuff,
you already have that stuff.
You don't have to run around.
Some of the bummer parts to me is how long it takes to get a fucking mission out of somebody. And how you have to run all over. I would like there to be more missions just readily available, you know, right away. So you can just... You know, hey, so you we got everyone together. Let's bang out like four of these real quick.
Yeah, you know? But you have to go to them because it's.
So I'm hoping the further you get in the game, you can kind of stack them and open them a little bit more.
I know I've stacked a couple of missions already because that's what I did.
Yeah, like I have a bunch stacked I can just do.
I went around and just talked to everybody. Yeah. And so I've got two missions ready to go. One, the main mission from the chick, and then that other dude who told you the story with the cutscene at the beginning
so
of the game.
So fucking contracts, right?
Yeah, so I got the contract with him. So those two are ready to go at least right now. I will say the other gripe that I had with this game is... what was it?
I can't care about Taj. They can't fix that.
No.
I can talk shit because he doesn't listen to the show.
He burps in the fucking headset. It irritates the fuck out.
Then he apologizes. Motherfucker, you have a mute button. There's a mute button on that fucking headset.
And we're not saying, like, he's burped once and it was annoying.
He's burped once every 5 minutes.
Multiple times every time we play together, he's burping into the microphone.
There's a mute button. I gave him a headset that has a mute button.
Yeah.
On it. Like, you reach up and you click it.
Yeah.
It's a fucking mute button.
It annoys the shit out.
Yeah, it's good. Sorry, gripe. You have one more gripe.
Yeah, and I can't remember what the gripe was.
It doesn't matter then, does it?
It probably does matter a little bit.
It's a gripe.
I do know that some. Moving on from that point, those are kind of the points that I. I finally remember what it was. Real quick, it's the fact that you're in the open world, just doing your free play stuff. It doesn't, unlike what Destiny would do, where it's like, you know, there's a public event going on here.
Yeah, pull up the map and know where it's at.
It literally doesn't do any of that for you, so you're just flying around and suddenly like, oh, your communicator thing is just like, oh, go this way, and it just like slowly directs you to a public event. And I really would like to know that it's a public event that I'm about to get into, or at least be able to see it on the map. pull up the map and see more stuff. Because even like what happened with us when we first played, where we took on that Titan and just got annihilated.
Yeah.
Woo!
And you were like, oh, no, it shows you where you died last on the map.
No, it did not.
No, it did not.
So I could have swore it did.
We had no clue on where that Titan was. We wanted to get back to it. We eventually did find it, but it was a pain in the ass.
But I flew far to get to it. I'm like, I think it's this direction. I'm just looking for landmarks. I remember like the water we dove into. I'm like, I think it's here. And then I was like, Taj's like, oh, it's over here. I'm like, I don't think so, man. We came back out of this cave, and I was like, hey, why is my map why is my radar have red on it? Oh, fuck me, a Titan.
Yeah.
And I started shooting it, and then he fucking just destroyed us.
Yeah.
We went back, and
then we kicked his ass.
Well, yeah.
Kicked his ass as a...
We did kick his ass.
We kicked and kicked and kicked and
kicked
and
kicked. We kicked a lot of his ass.
And kicked.
And eventually we won.
Finally, we won, yeah.
Finally, I just shoved 8 miniature rockets into him, and he died, and I was like, well, fuck you. Someone come pick me up. Because I was down.
Yeah.
I got him, but I was down.
So at least in that case, because the map at that point is pretty much basically useless, because it doesn't really...
Yeah, it just tells you landmarks, and that's pretty much it.
Which is like, okay, I don't really give a shit about landmarks. Just
point
me to, show me where the public events are so I can go to them.
Yeah, so the thing with the free play is... They are random, obviously. Like, on Destiny, there's always set points they're going to be at. So you can go to, oh, there's a public event. Oh, here's a public event. Whatever, right? So here they're more random. So they're going to happen in certain areas whenever. I mean, they could have, like, and there's so many different variations of them. Because it could be a Shaper Relic one here, or a Titan. Titan wasn't a public event. Or, like, a Scar thing, or, like, a Down Javelin, or whatever, or, like, you know, whatever it happens to be. So the only heads up, really, you get is as you're flying, your Cypher Owen will pop in saying, hey, this is the thing, and you'll see an icon on your heads up, but that's it. There's literally no, like, open my map, and it's like, oh, this area has a public event that's going to start in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, it's less planned and more just, well, the game's going to throw them in at you.
Yeah.
You know?
Or I wish that it was more of, like, I could pull it up. I could literally launch in, pull up my map, and be like, oh, that's something over there that I might want to go do.
Yep, and then fly over that direction.
And fly over there and do it, instead of just roaming around, killing things, and then it finally is like, oh, you're in an area that if you go over this way, follow the beacon or whatever it is, and you'll find it.
Yeah.
Type of thing. And even in which case, when we did the public event there, I remember we're flying and it's just like, it's over here. Oh, I flew over it. Where is it? It's like, it was kind of confusing at us for, you know,
to the map on the screen. Like the location indicators and stuff. That's a little, I don't know if it's bad or if I'm just not used to it yet.
You're not used to it. It took me a while to get it. Cause like, so basically the one you're talking about is the green thing that changes shape, right?
Yeah.
So basically the green cone is the direction it's in.
Well,
so
yeah, I get that. But even like with enemies coming in and you just get red dots on that little line.
Yeah.
That's like, okay, it's just a straight line and I have to.
There were instances, because I'm used to some games that do that type of thing, where like you have a red and it's like, okay, there's enemies over there. But the problem is that since it's not a flat plane that you're working on, it's a very tall system, or like it could go.
Yeah, that one at the top doesn't give you a height level. It just says there's an enemy this direction.
So like I was at a Scar base yesterday and I was just mowing through things. Well, I mowed through everything that was around me, but it was still showing red dots on the bar. And so like I'm trying to use my sniper rifle to view off in the distance, but I can't see anything. But then suddenly a guy would just like jump up, like shoot me. I'd come out of scope and he's like standing right there. And I'm like, where the fuck did you come from?
He was like on a rock above you or something.
It's
like,
yeah.
So yeah, because it doesn't give you that up down. It just gives you
up-down perspective.
It's a direction. Like it's just forward, left, right-ish.
Again, most of the things that I have issues with are, I'm thinking, are probably just things that will either get worked out later because it just get launched. Or I just need to get used to it.
So. At least in this case here, I do know that the developer, somebody from the developer said that they are working on that. They're going to add stuff to the map.
Yeah.
Like, points and points of interest and stuff like that.
Yeah, because unlike, let's say, the Division stuff where you have a mini map in your corner where it gives you that, oh, they're above you or below you because the arrow points or whatever. This, you just have literally a compass at the top that has red dots in an area, and then the corners will light up red when they're like, you know, around you, like somewhere, like you're not facing that like cone of visual, like literal visual. But yeah, there's nothing on it indicating is it up, down, left, right, straight ahead of you, underneath you, behind a door, anything like that. So you kind of have to like, can I shoot that thing? Nope, that's a rock. Can I shoot that thing? That's a log. Is it a log, though? Yeah, it's not taking damage. It's a log.
Right.
You know, sort of thing. So, yeah, I mean, that's a little bit frustrating because it's a literal compass versus a map. So if they tweak that a little bit, I think it would help a lot of that. Because I've even done missions where I'm like, it says there's a bad guy directly in front of me.
I don't see him.
I'm clearly looking directly in front of me because that's how my eyes work. Maybe if I look down, I'm like, can I go down?
No, yes.
And then I'm like,
up, yeah.
Maybe it's underneath the thing I'm standing on. Yeah, so that sort of thing. Or how far away. Like, yeah, it's kind of weird that way.
But those are my real gripes about it. There are a few things that I thought would be gripes. Like, a lot of people are complaining about the load times and whatnot.
It doesn't seem that bad, really.
Or the number of load times that you have.
Yeah. And
honestly, I felt like I experienced it in the demo, but the problem is I think the only part of the demo that I really played were a mission, in which case I can understand that you're going from the open world and you're being pulled into a certain area.
Yeah.
So we went from the loading mission, the load from the the
load
from starting the mission to the actual public or the public area, and then loaded in, flew over to the thing and loaded into that specific area. Of course, there's going to be load screens in there. And I tried explaining this. I was explaining this to somebody at Matt from work, and because he was basically echoing the same thing that people were complaining about, even though he hasn't played it yet.
Internet, yeah.
And I was like,
he hasn't played it?
Well, he hasn't played it yet because of these types of
those complaints. Okay,
these types of complaints, you know. And I said, well, it's not unlike playing a Nightfall from Destiny.
Yeah.
You pick it and you have to load into that. It's a part of the bigger world, but it's actually just this one thing that
you're doing. Also, it's always matchmaking with you too. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean? So it's not like you're going in solo and just running these missions by yourself.
Right. But then I said, if you just pick to do the free play though, I haven't encountered any zones where you load into.
There will be a couple things where if you haven't run into them yet, there'll be a couple ones where a public event will target and it's in a cave. So when you go to it, there's a slight load screen when you go in. We did that.
There's missions I'll have those.
The mission we did where you go and you're in the open world and you fly to a cave. That's
what I was explaining to him. Like, you picked that mission to begin with, though.
Yep. Yeah. And the free play will have that too.
To me, that's more of like I'm picking a Nightfall type thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have to think of it from like Destiny. You're still loading
to the open world because you'll load into an area that has real people playing other stuff.
Yeah.
And you drive to a certain area. Yeah, this is the same idea. The difference is the server only has instances of four players at a time. So there's never a time where you're in free play with other people. It's always just the four people are in the mission, or if you're private, it's private.
But
yeah, I know what you mean. But
then loading into the open world, I never encountered a load screen or anything like that. You know, just being able to fly around, it's a pretty fucking big world. So. Yeah,
there are, you will find, because I've run into them in the demo as well as a little bit I've played in free play, you will run into areas where you find, like, oh, I found a cave, I want to go into it. Like, we found the one that went underwater. There will be ones where you go in and it loads into a screen because it actually, it's just too big for them to have open all the time.
Right.
So you'll load into it. But it's fairly quick for the ones I've run into.
But that's what I'm saying is, like, from what the way people are making it sound on the internet is that it's
they're waiting 5 minutes. You know.
They're much more egregious, or
yeah.
Or the number of them that you encounter are a lot more internet. Than what you would say. They're a lot more than what actually you encounter in the actual game.
I do know they did fix that on day one patch. So a lot of the griping was the early access people, but fuck them. That's what you get for getting early access, because you shouldn't. There's a reason they have it called a day one patch. There's a release date, and that's what they plan for. And if EA's dickbags like they normally are, like, oh, we're going to give you free access or early access if you pay us extra money, you should expect that it's probably not going to be super solid by that point. You know what I mean?
Right. But the other gripe that I heard is that you can't, if you pick up a new weapon, you can't switch to it on the fly. I can understand some people's gripe about that, especially when you're coming from Destiny, where you're able to, like, oh, what weapon did I get?
Yeah, and it sees it in your inventory.
And you can pop up in your inventory, oh, let's test it out right now. The way the game is structured, though, I kind of like it, because then you're not stopping, opening up your inventory and just sitting there
doing stuff.
Yeah, holding things up. No, it's you've already picked your shit. Now you're just going through and killing things, and you're having your fun, and it's much more streamlined in that sense. So, yeah, you're not, for me, it's perfectly okay, because I don't necessarily want to sit there and be,
I like it because it's kind of like Christmas morning every time you end an expedition.
Yeah.
Because you get to see all the stuff. You don't know what you got.
Right.
You're like, oh, I know I got green, or I know I haven't got anything more than green just yet, right. But I'm like, oh, I know I got something green. I hope it's this. And they get it's another fucking shotgun. You know, it's always the fucking component. You know, like, I only have two slots available, so I can't utilize all these components. Right. And, yeah. You know, these sort of things. But I'm like, oh, cool. A minigun I can't use because I don't have a Colossus yet.
Yeah.
But that's the one shitty part, though, is if you, like I did the other day, I wanted to do a real quick mission. So I added these new guns that I got that I wanted to try out. And in the mission, I realized I don't like these guns.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, let's melee the fuck out of everybody and try to make the best out of it, which is kind of annoying. But once you get into your groove, I think you should be fine. It's early on. It's like, all right, I don't – like I had that really good marksman rifle that we all got, but I was like, I'm not going to need a marksman rifle. And then I realized, no, equipped it. Does a lot of damage. And you can just shoot it at close range. You don't have to go to scope because you're right there. I was like, all right, well, that's okay, I guess, you know?
Yeah, it's like in-between range type thing, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing that about that, like, when I first unlocked the Storm, I went on a mission and I had two guns that I didn't really like very much, and I was like, but we're so early in the game, you're still kind of feeling out a lot of guns, so you have that, like, am I going to like this gun? Am I not going to like this gun? You know, do I want this type of thing? So I had this, but, like, one of the funniest things when we all four got on finally to play on Sunday, the thing he spouts off, we're in the middle of like our third encounter with a bunch of stuff on this mission. He goes, oh, fuck me, I have guns. I forgot. Right, yeah. And he's just punching motherfuckers, hitting with shields and like shooting rockets and shit. He's like, oh, fuck yeah, I have a gun. All of a sudden you hear, dun, 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 dun. I'm like, looks like Mike got a rail gun. Mike's like, and I got a, I'm like, oh, he got a minigun too. There you go.
Yeah.
It's like he discovered the gun button. Yeah, he's like, oh, shit. Oh, well, shit.
I was so focused on, I was all like, man, this melee attack's super dope.
You see,
like,
all you see is jump. Mike jump, land on somebody, and a big old ring of explosion, area effect go out. Mike jump, hover, land on people, ring of area effect going out.
Yeah, I was
and
surprised.
Then bodies flying.
I was getting the hang of that so quick with the flying, hover, get to that right spot, and then superhero landing with all the damage. I was like, oh, this is so good.
Wait till you do that in a Ranger. We done an Ranger yet?
Nope. I'm not pulls touching out anything except the Colossus till I get that bad boy maxed out.
You pull out a fucking Electro Lance and you slam down. Yeah, that's fucking satisfying.
Nice. I found that out yesterday for the first time.
Yeah. It's exciting, right?
Accident. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. The like, Storm has the coolest looking one, though. Mm. It's a single hit, unlike the Colossus, which is the area effect. It's a fiery punch.
Nice.
So he teleports real quick and just fiery fist just into people's faces. I was like, I love this so much. And then you get fucking hit because you're on the ground and you don't have your special shield. You're like, I'm in the air again. Leave me alone. Stop. Stop. I'm made of breadcrumbs. Stop it. My armor was deep fried in panko. I don't have enough. Get away from me. So I enjoy it. Again, it's early. I could eventually not like it anymore because it may just be grading. But so far, and by the way, I'm going to say this. This is just bothering me that the media calls it a looter shooter. It's a shooter-looter, and I say this because the loot doesn't show up until you shoot things, so it can't be a looter-shooter. It has to be a shooter-looter.
Yeah.
It drives me insane. People call it a looter-shooter. None of these games are like that. You can't just get loot. You have to shoot things first. Am I wrong?
That's very true.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. I know it's a dumb thing to gripe on.
It's a semantics thing, but yes.
Yes. I just like, it's just the rules.
It's a shooter, not a looter-shooter.
I don't call it a GRP. It's not a game you role-play in. It's an RPG. It's a role-playing game. You role-play to play the game. That's how it works. You just shoot things to get loot.
Fair enough.
It's just a weird thing I thought of the other day. I'm like, I kept saying, like, the newest looter shooter. I'm like,
is it?
Is it,
is
though?
It though?
Or is it the newest shooter looter? Because that's how things work. Anyhow, oh, and by the way, if you're playing this game and you don't know this already, and you're a Storm, this is a pro tip that Taj still hasn't learned. Hover.
Yeah, you hover a long time.
You have to. That's how your overshield works. So hover. If you don't,
hover is so much fun too. It's, when you actually get it.
Yeah, because it's nice and smooth.
And you're just ka 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 ka.
Wait till this guy finds out air flybys. Uh-oh. When he learns how to do his ultimate while flying.
Yeah.
Fucking satisfying. It's Iron Man to the fucking most extreme because you're flying in, you hit it. It zooms in on that fucking, like, fuzzy radar thing with the little brackets up, and then things get... You hit the button, and it just goes right smooth as butter, just flying and missiles firing out and shit blowing up below you. You will have the biggest video game erection possible. You'll be like, fuck yeah, I'm a goddamn fighter jet.
I hope so, because I right now the just the what is the right bumper attack that you have feels like I'm shooting a hammer missile.
Pew!
Yeah, yeah, it's just like.
Where'd you get the charge up one that I have right? I can't remember the name. I can't remember the name of it.
I pick up a laser version of it.
There's a one. There's a charge up one too. A charge up one. Yeah. It's basically like you literally target. You see the meter go and it fills up. And you shoot it and it hits them. They're dead. You're like, fuck you. Fuck you, you piece of shit. I'm in a mech suit, and you're a squishy thing with clothes on and a weird bug face.
Yeah.
Die.
Die.
I have the one question, though, and I really want to know this. If you watch the cutscenes, the opening cutscenes, and they show those hieroglyphics you could see where they're talking about the original, like, the Legion of Dawn people, and they're fighting those alien-looking things that look a lot like the creature, the alien race, which I can't think of the name, from Mass Effect.
You mean which alien? There was a lot.
The one that has like the weird, almost like cat face type one. They're usually bigger and have the backwards legs. Anyway, it doesn't matter. In this cutscene, when you look at it, you'll see the hieroglyphics and they're carved in there. And there's giant humanoid alien things with bug alien cat face things, and they're spearing them. I'm like, do we get to fight those?
I don't know. It sounds like you hallucinated this game and Avatar together.
Just trust me. Watch the cutscene if you can. When they talk about Legion, I'll show you Legion of Dawn one because it's in that trailer.
Yeah, because when I played it, all I heard were you three talking and Taj burping on the headset. So,
well, yeah, that's the bad thing about playing with friends and we're in a chat is you miss some of the story stuff because it's all done like that way. And I don't want to yell at you guys except for Taj, to shut the fuck up because I'm trying to hear what they're saying. But I know I'm going to miss a lot of story because of it. Because
I missed a lot of story.
Yeah,
I accidentally picked a female for my character.
Joe is our token lady.
I'm rolling with it though. That's fine. I don't care.
Joe's like, I don't give
a fuck. It was just a weird way that they presented the choice of like female, male. Are we talking about like a suit voice? Then female. Sure, female. Nope, that was my character.
You're a lady.
That's my character. I'm a lady now. Alright, whatever. At least I got to pick a hot redhead.
There you go.
Yeah.
They got Pepper Potts. Because in the new movie, she wears a suit. Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch.
Ooh. Got my motor going.
Yeah,
Anyhow, yeah, it's that's Anthem. Anthem Oscars. Anthem and Oscars. That's what we got. Mm. Anything else anybody got?
Nah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. You can go fuck yourselves. I mean that nicely, of course. Close. Go fuck off. Jesus. Yeah. Comes Ashley. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. And as usual, you fuckers just came. I was about to start the show again if you didn't tell that pause. I was like, welcome to the. Nope, that's how this works. As usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
I was wondering how that sounded in the mic. That must have sounded awful.
This?
Yeah.
That wasn't actually nearly as bad. Well, that second time was pretty terrible. Maybe the first one was that bad. I don't know. Anyways, I was about to start the show over again, but now.
I'm disconnecting my mic.
You can't disconnect the mic. You're a mic.
What?
You fuckers just came naturally.